We have a couple of more minutes here on the Paula Gordon Show with Dr. John Hope Franklin. I started with hope, and I want to end with hope. You've done a lifetime's worth of work as a scholar. You have helped us to see where we have gone right and where we have gone wrong. And you, with the president's imprimatur, said, and what do we look like if we move beyond being a racist society? Can we explore that a little bit?
Well, I do want to explore it a little bit. I've tried to suggest here that what we need to do is to look at ourselves. We need to hold ourselves up and look at them, look at us. And what do we see in the mirror? What do we like about what we see? Are we pleased that we are hated by vast numbers of people in other parts of the world? Do we like it that other people don't like us? Are we distressed that the President of the United States is going to Argentina today and will be greeted by large numbers of people who dislike him, who are critical of him, who says that he's not fair, that he's not saying things and doing things that is in the best interest of the people of the world? I don't believe that that's the kind of image that we want to convey to the rest of the world. So we need to stop and ask ourselves, what is it we're doing wrong, and what is it we're doing right? And how are we going to be certain that what we do is on the right track? People don't just dislike us because we are us. They dislike us because of what we do and what we do to them. And the dislike is widespread. And we need to ask ourselves, what can we do to be certain that we can reverse the trend? Or what can we do to be certain that we are better, we do better, and we win friends, influence people in the way that we haven't in earlier times?
And what can we do? All change starts within us.
I want to say, finally, that the young people at the new schools at Carver are typical, or can be typical, of what we want. They are alert, intelligent. I hope they have inquiring minds. I hope they are critical of themselves and of others in the best sense of the word. I hope that they are ambitious, not merely for themselves, but for their communities and for their country. I hope that they want to see things that are better. I hope that they will strive to make things better, not merely in their communities, but wherever they are. And that's what we need to do. And I think that the new schools at Carver are just an example, a wonderful example, of what we ought to be doing throughout the world. And if we are doing what we ought to be doing, then I can be assured, I can be pleased that tomorrow will be a better day. And I can continue to hope for the better, because it's in good hands.
And you have put us in your good hands, for
Amen.
Which we thank you. Dr. John Hope Franklin's autobiography lives up to the promise of its title, Mirror to America. It's yet another debt of gratitude the United States owes to this remarkable man. We thank Dr. Franklin on all counts. And we thank the students, faculty, principals, and staff at the new schools at Carver for their warm welcome to us all.